following program is brought to you in living color.
This is the John Laughlin Show.
He's a very, very sick person.
Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing.
Well, I wish I could get that excited about nothing.
Representative Laughlin.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
If you were a Republican, you'd be perfect.
Didn't you wonder why you were getting checks for doing absolutely nothing?
I figured because the Democrats were in power again.
Well, now we might call that a cheap shot.
Now, nobody likes a good laugh more than I do. Except perhaps my wife and some of her friends. Oh, yes. And Captain Johnson.
Let Saturday happen. The
high polluting
John Laughlin Show, 438-9776.
I'll tell you like I'll tell them all.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
By the way, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Are you mocking me?
Now, you listen to me, you gutter mouth punk. I've dealt with you before, and every time I did, it took me a month to wash off the filth.
I know my rights. You owe me phone calls.
Who are you calling?
The press. This is big news. Sound barrier's finally been broken.
No, sir. No press.
What?
No press!
I've told you everything I know.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
I'm parked on the job.
Let's go while we're young.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
And we are back. 11:09. John Laughlin with you on the John Laughlin radio broadcast. And I kind of overcast-ish. What's the correct meteorological term, Crystal? Overcast-ish?
I like overcast-y. That's
overcast-y.
Pretty good.
Yeah, is like overcast-y
that
day?
We'll go with that. Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Blustery.
Might get a little drizzle. Tomorrow's supposed to be a big storm, a lot of rain. In fact, it reminds me, after the show, I got to clean the gutters out. I got the leaves, and I actually have like shrubbery growing up in my gutters. I do it like once every 5 years, whether they need it or not.
With all that predicting, you couldn't predict that your gutters needed cleaning?
I didn't ask.
Come on.
You know, the whole astrolabe thing is all about what you ask, and I didn't ask about that. But
you should get a magic eight ball.
And I even have the gutter brush. But the gutter brush, I found out, does no good if you leave it in the box in your garage. Unless you put it actually in the gutter, it does nothing.
Next to the snowblower?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the snowblower is still in the basement. I got the lawnmower out still. Ah, what a mess. 438-9776. 1-800-321-WPRO. Small Business Saturday continues. And small business is so important to our state. It's beyond belief that our state legislators don't recognize the pressure, the inordinate pressure that they put on small business on a day in and day out basis. And really, this is what makes our economy work in Rhode Island. You know, we've got a couple of large employers, but it's the small businesses that make everything happen. And one of the most exciting businesses I've been to in a long time was State Auto Body. You guys are on Valley Street, right?
Yes.
Valley Street next to Ardenti's.
Right, exactly.
Is there anything that used to be there that you can point to so Rhode Islanders will know how to get there?
Oh, boy. some you may not want to mention.
Okay, fair enough. But with something that you wouldn't want to mention used to be, right on Valley Street is State Auto Body. My guests are Mario and Steve, and these guys run State Auto Body. Now, you guys have been around for a long time. When did you finally start this thing up?
Well, the shop's been around since 1939.
Wow.
Yes, Mario and I have been together for 20...
You guys don't look that old.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Thankfully, we're not. Mario and I have been together for 26 years now, so mm-hmm. We've been... working together and making this happen at the shop.
Yeah. So since 1939, obviously, was it a family business that you guys kind of bought into, or how did that work?
It was, yeah, it was a family business. And, the owner that was previously there decided he wanted to retire.
Right.
I started there in 1989.
Wow.
And went through all phases of the auto body repair, from body work to paint. And I went to management, and shortly after that, he decided he wanted to retire in 04, and that's when I took over the business.
Took out the checkbook and said, I'll take it.
Yep. I was kind of forced into it. I'm glad that he forced me to buy it. I did want to buy it. It was very risky. I was very nervous. But, hey, we made it happen, and things are going great.
It really is, and I've been to the shop. The shop is incredible to see. First of all, it's not an enormous shop. You know, it's relatively small, but you guys do incredibly high-end work there. And one of the things Steve showed me that I think is certainly worth mentioning is you have, like, this Eastern European paint system that's, like, the top-of-the-line paint. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, there are many paints on the market now.
Right.
And obviously quality is costly. But the company we use, we've been using for the past 22 years now, mm-hmm. is a company named Spies Hecker. It's out of Germany. It's probably a top tier. It's definitely a top tier, if not the best paint on the market as far as I'm concerned. But with the complex colors nowadays, you have to be able to match. And this paint system allows us to do that. Like I said, it's not cheap. But neither are some of these cars that are out there now.
If you have a $40,000, $50,000 car, which is not beyond the realm of possibility, not everyone drives Big Blue like I do. but if you have a $40,000, $50,000, you want that paint to match perfectly. And so if you go to the shop, and Steve was kind enough to take me around the back of the shop, they literally have these things that look like paddles. And it's like a stick with a square on it. And they'll test spray that first. They'll cook it in the paint cooker. And then they'll hold it up next to it to make sure they get a perfect match. And you guys will go through like 20 of these before you get the color exactly where you want it before you put it on the car.
Yep, that's right.
And that makes an enormous difference, because the last thing you want, and typically if you go to a body shop that's not as meticulous, not as careful as State Auto Body on Valley Street, that a lot of times what you'll find is in 6 months, maybe a year, that fender is not going to look like the rest of the car. It doesn't happen. When you drive it away, it looks fine because they put nice wax on it. It looks terrific. And then over time, it doesn't look right because they didn't take the time to match the paint perfectly, and the paint no longer matches in. And that's the last thing you want. The whole idea behind what you guys do is when someone leaves your shop, it should look like they were never there.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Which is kind of bizarre when you think about it.
Right.
But you don't want people to know that they've ever been there.
Yep. The good thing is, too, if we run into a problem with color, we have sources that will, from the paint company, that will come down and help us with that color. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. We actually, we ran into a brand new Taurus, Ford Taurus.
Right.
And it had a four-stage paint on it. And that representative was at our shop pretty much half the day.
No kidding.
Yep, before we could get that color
on the money. And that comes from the fact that you're not buying loose paint. You're buying a brand that stands behind their work.
Right, right.
You know, if you were just one of these other shops that was buying Bob's paint or whatever it was, Bob's not going to come out and help you. He could care less.
Right. Yeah, exactly. A lot of the paint companies out there now, they do have reps that come in.
Right.
But we're so used to doing business with this particular company, Spies Hecker, because the representative that comes down, you know, we never have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
They help, they get it where it needs to be, and we don't have to worry.
Yeah, and it shows in the work. Now, the cars have gotten a lot more complex since 1939 when you guys first started.
Yeah, right.
You know, back then you needed a carpenter and a socket wrench, and you're pretty much good.
Oh, yeah.
But now there's a lot to it. How do you deal with all of the sensor, the various sensors, the electronics, all of that stuff?
Well, see, the thing with what's going on now with the car industry is they're trying to lighten up all the cars.
Okay.
Okay? When you want to talk about technology and cars...
Does that
mean
I won't be able to drive pretty soon unless I stop eating Caserta pizza?
Maybe. They're trying to lighten the cars up so that they can get better gas mileage.
Right.
In order to do that, you have to use a lot of high-strength steel products. And the high-strength steel does not... it's not old technology. It's new stuff. You have to use new materials and new equipment, whether they're spot welders or, you know, just different type of aluminum welders.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets pretty involved with the new technology when it comes to even the structural part.
Right.
It's not just the sensors per se. It's the, like I said, certain things just cannot be repaired anymore. The
really?
High-strength steels need to be replaced,
mm-hmm.
and they need to be replaced correctly. You can't just weld them like you used to years ago.
Right.
Years ago was much more...
You get a rubber mallet and a can of Bondo and you're done. Right.
Yeah, those days are gone. We don't do that to cars anymore. They require a finer product mm-hmm. now. The days of old where, you know, they would use body filler on a whole panel.
Oh, Bondo by the gallon.
Those are long gone,
yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
They're being repaired in a way that, you know, cars can leave our shop and you're proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mario and I, when we got into the business, we were car guys from day one.
Right.
You know, I've been wanting to do this and be in this business since I was 12 years old.
Wow.
You know, so and we never lost our love for the car and to
and
repair it.
It shows in the quality of work that
right,
you do.
And to repair it correctly. You know, there's something that you know, I guess that makes you proud when you can fix something that's smashed and. You know, other than you, nobody else knows that it was
wow.
fixed.
Right.
So it's pretty, enjoying thing to do.
Right, right. Yeah. And now, when you if there's a what they call frame damage. What first of all, what is frame damage? Because you always hear, oh, I can't get my car fixed. The frame is damaged. I didn't even think they had frames anymore.
Well, they unibody construction now. So,
okay.
You see full frame more on like trucks,
right,
and stuff
like
that.
Big Blue, sure.
And you know, if a frame is beyond repair, it's usually it's either hit where it's diamond, what they call. And usually those cannot be straightened.
Really?
Unfortunately, you know, you either have to replace the frame or, you know, the car wind up being a total.
And that's got to be very costly to replace the frame, hence
oh, yeah.
most of them probably get totaled out.
Yep. We had a 16 Tacoma towed into our shop, and because the frame on that was beyond repair, and, of course, the cost of the airbag system and all that stuff,
right.
you know, it totaled out.
A 16 totaled out.
2016.
That's incredible.
Totaled right out. And it wasn't a bad hit.
Right. But it just happened to catch that happy spot.
Yeah. And there comes a time where either you say, you know, this can't be fixed. We don't want to put this back on the road. We don't feel comfortable. And that's it.
Right.
Or it's just an obvious total.
Now, how are the insurance companies doing? Are they pretty cooperative for the most part?
Yep. They are. They are very cooperative, I have to say.
Yeah.
We don't have much of a problem with the insurance companies. I mean, naturally, you know, there's always a negotiating back and forth.
Well, because, you know, you start at a position where you guys want X and they
exactly,
want to pay nothing.
Exactly.
So somehow you got to meet in the middle.
Yeah,
right.
We work well with all the, you know, the appraisers and the insurance companies that come in.
Right.
We do business with all of them. And it's, you know, we take the avenue of getting along.
Yeah, it's a relationship.
It really is,
And you know, they respect us. They know we're going to do what we ask to, you know, ask them to pay for. And they know they can trust us.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's been okay dealing with insurance companies.
Yeah, and that's really the whole key with that relationship, as you said, is because they, you know, if they have the confidence that when you say, hey, look, I know you said X, but really it's going to cost me Y to do it. They know that you're actually saying that because it's legitimate. It's a legitimate thing for the customer. And at the end of the day, the insurance company has the same goal you do. You guys all want to have happy customers.
Yeah.
The insurance company wants the customer to be thrilled that everything was taken care of and the car is 100%. You want the customer to be thrilled. So you're really kind of working in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. See, you're right. And the thing I always recommend to people is you have to have an advocate.
Yeah.
Okay? And we are always that advocate for our customer. If the insurance company is there to, let's be honest, to pay as little as they have to,
yeah,
we are there to make sure that that person's car is fixed correctly and put back on the road, not only aesthetically but even safety wise.
Right.
So we are there to, for lack of better terms, to defend the customer.
Right.
You know, because they may say, well, this thing doesn't need to be blended out, that fender doesn't match it already. You know, but it's up to us to explain to the appraiser that this does need to be blended. For a correct match, it does need to be blended. Now, it's always best when somebody like us is, you know, dealing with the appraiser.
Right.
And because we really do know what's going to be done.
Yeah.
They'll realize it.
That makes all the difference in the world. My guests, Mario and Steve from State Auto Body on Valley Street in Providence. And we will be back with more. The John Laughlin Radio Broadcast after these important messages. Stick around.
John Laughlin, live and local. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
WPRO and Discover U Events are excited to announce the 13th annual Fit for Life Expo at the Warwick Mall on Saturday, January 16th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Supporting Rhode Island's New Year's resolutions, both big and small, the Fit for Life Expo showcases over 40 exhibitors in the fields of personal health, wellness, fitness, along with live demonstrations. WPRO will be broadcasting live from the mall from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., as well as giving away some great prizes. The 13th annual Fit for Life Expo for all of your fitness needs in the new year. For more information, go to discoveruevents.com/fit for free. For life, rather.
Thank you very much, Fit for Life. The Fit for Life thing, that's a week from today down in the Warwick Mall. And a week from today, right? The 16th. Yeah. And so the John Laughlin Show is going to be live there. So if you want to come by and say hello, you got an opportunity to do that. What you might not know is that David Isay is actually going to perform open heart surgery as part of the Fit for Life thing. We're looking for a volunteer right now. but we're going to literally have him on the show, and we'll describe it as he's doing it. He's going to, you know, do a little open heart surgery right there, which should be fun because he's got no medical experience whatsoever.
I would have totally volunteered, but I got to be here running the board.
You got to be running the board, so you're not going to be down
there. No open heart surgery for me.
So I wanted to continue with my guests, Steve and Mario from State Auto Body on Valley Street. Now, God forbid, as we say in Rhode Island, right? God forbid I get into a car accident. How do I get in touch with you guys? How do I get my car over to State Auto Body?
You're just going to call the number. You're going to call 331-8431.
Okay.
That is the direct number for the shop, and that phone number goes directly to one of our cell phones all the time.
Okay, so even like on a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
If I get into an accident, God forbid.
God forbid.
I can dial that number. What's the number again?
It is 331-8431, and that's area code 401.
331-8431. So here's what you want to do. If you're out there in the world of Rhode Island land and you got one of these smartphones, just write in the smartphone, make an entry, you know, God forbid. Literally put God forbid. It's G-A-W-D. Forbid, and then put in 331-8431. And when you get into a car accident, you'll know exactly what that means.
Exactly.
And then what happens then? So I'm standing on the side of the road. The car is smashed. I call the number.
Go ahead, Steve.
What happens?
Well, at that point, we can arrange a tow truck to come get your car.
Okay.
If it's at a tow yard already, we can also have it transported from there to us. We will take care of the fees, so you don't have to worry about coming up with the
it can be costly.
Yeah, it can be. Sometimes it's a couple hundred dollars. So
right.
We'd be happy to take care of that, in the process. You can also visit us at our website, stateautobodyri.com. Visit our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep it pretty updated.
But the last thing I'm thinking about, if God forbid, is going on Facebook.
I just got to
dial 331-8431.
That's it.
And get this taken care of.
That's true.
We'll take care of the rest, absolutely.
And do you guys do little photos of, like, kind of as you're going through the whole process?
We do. What we do now is when you drop your car off, we inventory the car, and we set up a profile on your car so that we send updated pictures and just updated notices to let you know what the progress is on your car. So you're never wondering if we're actually working on it.
Right.
You get updates every 2 days. You can also go on our website, and there's a spot to watch your car where the pictures that I send out are also available
online. Can I watch
online.
Other people's cars?
No. Just the picture of your car. And it's not live. It's just a picture that I sent.
Doggone it.
So it makes the customer feel much more comfortable knowing that their car is being correctly fixed.
Yeah. Mario and Steve from State Auto Body, on your cell phone, pull over to the side of the road so it's safe, type in the entry, God forbid, and put in 331-8431, and that'll get you hooked up right to State Auto Body. I want to thank you guys for coming in on this Small Business Saturday.
Thank you, John.
Good
Happy
luck to you. Run a tight ship over there, and hopefully I won't ever get to see you.
That's okay.